Darren, 2-1 Finn Harps against Sligo. Great way to end pre-season, I suppose.
Yeah, it's definitely a good way for us to finish pre-season. I mean, there's no question about that. I said at the very start of pre-season that results were irrelevant to me. It was always about getting minutes in players' legs. And even today, we used the full quota of players again. You know, it's not that we wait to the final 10 or 15 minutes of the game to put people on. You know, we make 3 changes at half-time. We make another 3 15 minutes into the second half, and then 5 minutes later we make the final 3. So it was always being about giving the squad the opportunity to get itself to, everyone is getting the same game time, everyone's getting the same opportunities. Obviously that was the big thing for me, but again, for me, they look better. They look better. They're in a good place. We all know that if we had had that game maybe 6 months ago, we concede early, we maybe fall apart. So, look, credit to them, they've took it on board. They've worked hard. Obviously, we do have an attacking threat now, where maybe at times last year we struggled through pre-season, we didn't score goals in pre-season. This year we've been able to score goals in pre-season. That's obviously a plus. Obviously still the negatives are we've conceded a few, but look, we've played I think it's six or seven games through pre-season, and obviously we've played 3 Premiership sides, and that Derry twice and Sligo, and in all 3 games we've been competitive, and that was the key, to try and be competitive in end games. So that's the pleasing thing from it.
Yeah, just you kind of mentioned there already, I suppose it was a bit of a slow start, could have lost another goal as well, but they fairly got going. And another thing as well is I suppose the chances, clinical as well, big thing.
I wouldn't disagree. The first 15-20 minutes of the game, again, it's maybe there's an inferiority complex with some players. Would be a nice way of putting it. You know, some of them question whether or not they have the ability to be in the field, and it takes them that wee bit of time to get going. But once they were able to play their way into the game, that they understood that, you know, if we put our foot in the ball and we play with a wee bit of belief and we play in the right areas, and key to that, you know, I don't want it to come and be knocked from one goal to the other, but there's a time where you have to clear your lines. But at stages today, we did show glimpses of some really good football. We created 4 really good chances in the first half, and we were clinical. We took 2 of them. 2 good finishes by Patrick, to be fair. Good work by Success and Oran McLaughlin, and we now have that, you know. Then when you have them 3, Success and Patrick and Floody, and then you add young Mark and Boulay into that mix as well, coming in, we do look a threat, you know, and Dixie. So at the moment we have 5 or 6 forward thinking players that are creative, and thankfully all have been on the score sheet over pre-season, so that's a plus for me. Obviously being a defender, it's always at the back end where I'm maybe a wee bit more clinical and cynical to some of the players, but what I've tried to bring is an environment where they have the ability to learn and want to learn. Have we made mistakes over pre-season? 100%. Have we learnt? I think we've learnt in games, yeah. I think we've managed games. We went to Derry, obviously, away. I thought that was our best performance in pre-season, even though we lost the game 2-0. I think Rory paid us a huge compliment by keeping the team on the pitch that he did for 83, 84 minutes. So, and to be fair, Rory was very complimentary of us in how we set up and how we made things difficult for Derry. So that's been pleasing, that the managers in the game that have the knowledge, that are like Rory and Johnny Russell, they aim to tell you that you're disciplined and organised is nice, because they're my peers in the game as well. So that's pleasing, but there's no point really trying to deliver a message. The players have to be able to take that on board, and to be fair, at the moment they've done that. Where that takes us, nobody knows.
Yeah, and it's been a good pre-season, as you said. Going into Longford now, first competitive game, ready to go away to Longford.
Yeah, it'll not be easy. Longford's a difficult place to go. Stephen Henderson, to be fair, his team will be playing on the front foot. You know, speaking to him at the manager's meeting, obviously on Tuesday, you know, they're very confident. You know, they're confident that they've assembled a good squad. They're confident they've assembled a good squad, and they're confident that they can give it a real push. I was quite open and honest. I think the First Division this year will be a very, very competitive league. Last year we did you had the runaway trains of Galway and Waterford. We don't have that this year. So the four teams, you know, the three teams that finished in the playoffs, you've Cork and UCD coming down, probably don't have the financial clout the two had that went up. And then you have the rest, Kerry have invested in their team. And everyone, we have worked hard on the budget that we have to try and stay competitive. And I've been pleased that we've been able to keep the number of players that we've been able to keep at the football club. And we go to Longford and we'll go and do what we've tried to do over pre-season, let the players play the game, but go over a game plan, and hopefully that game plan gets us over the line.
Yeah, and just with the squad there itself, like, so Chris Latifah wasn't in the squad there, and Sean O'Donnell got a shoulder injury he got against Derry?
Yeah, we have four at present out of the panel at the moment. Ryan Rainey got a scan today on his ankle, so we'll get the results of that hopefully Monday or Tuesday. Sean obviously had a shoulder injury at Derry. He has had his scan. Everything's back to where it needs to be, so it's just the process of when he comes back onto the pitch. Kevin Jordan obviously picked up a serious injury in the game against Strabane Athletic at Letterkenny. He has a scan at the end of next week. It's a knee injury, so again we wait the results on Kevin's injury. And then, as you say, Chris Latifah picked up an ankle knock in the game away to Derry. Chris hopefully should train this week and be available for selection going into the Longford game. You're not going to go through pre-season and pick up no injuries. We've picked up four, hopefully it'll only be three, so it still leaves us a panel of 17 or 18 players. So as the old saying is, it is what it is, and you just have to work with what you've got, and I'm more than happy with what I've got. In terms of